What if your dream isn't out of reach? It's just waiting for you to become who you really are. Welcome back to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers, the podcast where we turn the gravity of burnout into breakthroughs and help you align your career, life, and personal brand with your true self so you can get lift off to break your dream barriers. I am Georgia Lee Arts, an executive career coach, the founder of Elysian Dream, and the creator of Deep Spaces Coaching. My mission and vision is to help individuals and organizations reimagine alignment between life and career, transforming burnout into clarity, purpose, and forward momentum. Through my innovative Deep Spaces Coaching, I guide heart and soul-centered clients in crafting an identity, brand, and legacy that is both deeply personal, authentic, and powerfully positioned so they can stand out, thrive, and live a valuable, purpose-driven life, empowering men and women leaders to rise together and evolve by transforming barriers into powerful breakthroughs to create a flourishing world. Because real success comes when your dream, identity, and brand are in full alignment. Let's go beyond the question of what do I do and step into who am I? And how do I show up in the world? If you don't know who you are, then you can't chase the right dream. So let's go on a journey to find out together. Before we dive in, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Today's episode is evolving from the glass ceiling, dreaming of a shared legacy. Today we delve into how embracing the symbolic language of dreams can guide us in breaking through the glass ceilings that we've encountered. As an English literature major, a former psychology major, and growing up with a grandmother whose primary language wasn't English, I've always been fascinated by the narratives that we construct, both in our waking lives and in our dreams. Dreams, much like literature, communicate in symbols and metaphors, offering insights into our subconscious minds. Carl Jung, he was a pioneer in analytical psychology, he posited that dreams are direct expressions of the unconscious, conveyed through a unique language of symbols and metaphors. He believed that understanding this symbolic language could lead to personal growth and self-realization. In my journey, I've found that interpreting dreams is akin to analyzing whether it's like analyzing data from my former career in operations or a complex piece of literature. Each symbol, each scenario holds layers of meaning that are waiting to be unraveled. In what they call the collective unconscious, there are symbols that help explain why similar themes occur in mythologies around the world that influence the lives of people. And that brings me to our modern communities. Reflecting on my experiences with various women's groups, I've observed a recurring pattern. Instead of fostering collaboration, some groups succumb to the internal competition and conflict. This phenomenon mirrors the concept of the glass ceiling, not just imposed by external forces, but sometimes reinforced within our own communities. To transcend this, we can draw inspiration from the wise woman archetype. She is a figure who embodies wisdom, she nurtures growth, and leads with compassion. By embracing this archetype, we can create spaces where women uplift each other, fostering a shared legacy of empowerment. One thing I found myself immersed in was art and travels throughout the West and the Southwest. I visited archaeological sites and I took art classes. You find many references to dreams in ancient cultures, in ancient literature, mythology, in the Bible, and the oral tradition of literature, and also in modern neuroscience. And this brings me to the story about a wise woman called Spider Grandmother from Native American mythology. In the oral traditions of many Native American cultures, particularly the Navajo and Hopi, Spider Grandmother, also known as Spider Woman, is a revered as a, she's a creator, a teacher, and also a protector. She imparts essential knowledge, such as weaving and problem solving, and she aids heroes in their quests. Her stories emphasize the interconnectedness and the nurturing aspects of feminine wisdom. Dreams are also tools for transformation. During challenging times in my life, I turned to literature and my dreams for guidance. During Dream Coach certification, I learned to tap into my subconscious, unlocking creativity, problem-solving abilities, and a deeper self-awareness. And I found it to be an amazing tool for getting past blocks in my business, tapping into my intuition, and also in problem-solving. In neuroscience, there are what they call theta and delta brainwaves, and they're prevalent during deep sleep, but they're also associated with creativity and problem-solving. So dreams are not just a bunch of meaningless fluff. They're real and we can use them. So by harnessing our dreams, we can access a wellspring of inner wisdom that guides us toward personal and collective evolution. And with that, we can build a shared legacy. So it's time to move beyond the glass ceiling, not just the one imposed by society, but the one we sometimes impose on ourselves and on each other. So let's create a new paradigm of collaboration where women support and uplift each other, embracing the wise woman within. By fostering environments of trust, mentorship, and shared growth, we can build a legacy that transcends individual success. Are you ready to embark on an inward journey of self-discovery and collective empowerment? Are you wondering what your dreams mean? Would you like to learn a technique to find innovation, intuition, creativity, and problem solving? Are you blocked in your life, career, or business? You can join me in exploring the depths of your dreams, embracing your inner wise woman, and build a shared legacy. You can get a copy of my book, Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers, the same name as my podcast, and it's a guide to bridging identity gaps in life and career. So you can get it at my website, elysiandream.net, or on amazon.com. Are you a woman struggling in women's groups or seeking support? If you are, then reach out and connect with me. And together, let's form a community where we co-create a future and we weave a new dream, much like the inspiration from Spider Grandmother, a dream where we rise together. Until next time, keep dreaming. Keep evolving and keep building that shared legacy. Thank you for tuning into Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers. I am Georgia Lee Arts, your host. The podcast will be taking a short pause over the summer, so please stay tuned because it will return. And until next time, don't forget to mind the gap.